Time now for Fine Gardening with Mornay Follhammer.
Good morning to everybody, and one of my favorite things at this time of the year to talk about are our wonderful indigenous aloes that we have, and not only here in Cape Town, but right across South Africa. And if we think of that genus aloe, it's basically an African plant. We find them in Southern Africa, Madagascar, all the way through up into the Arabian Peninsula. So it's really the coming home plant that we can talk about. So obviously one of the beautiful things about aloes is that they are winter flowering. And when we so need to look for plants in our garden at this time of the year just to brighten up our lives, that's exactly what aloes do. And I think we must just remember that when we start talking about the aloe genus, we must just remember that there are quite a vast array of different types of aloes. So for instance, when I refer to the aloes, I'm talking about their growth habits, not even to talk and mention their colors, which I'll get to now. But we have miniature aloes, we have grass aloes, we have tree aloes, which have recently been reclassified into their own aloe group, allodendrons. So if you're looking in any literature and you read about that, it's just that they've taken all our tree aloes, and a tree aloe is an aloe that can grow generally up to the height of 4 to 5 meters. They've been reclassified as allodendrons, and dendron being the Latin for tree. You get, you get grass aloes, miniature aloes, you even get climbing and ramping aloes, single-stem, multi-stemmed aloes. So the range is huge, and one must just remember that when you're going out and looking for aloes for your garden, be it in a pot environment, because they do really, really well, you must just select the correct variety of aloes to suit the space that you have available, and also the type of planting that you're going to be doing. Then we get to the colors of aloes. It is absolutely amazing to look at the hybridization which has taken place over the years and how plants or the flower colors have changed. Aloe arborescence, which is one of the easiest aloe varieties to cross hybridize. Originally, they were available in naturally orange and yellow flowers. Now, the flowers are multicolored. So you'll, for instance, have an aloe which will have a red at the top of the flowers. It will be red and then going all the way down to an orange at the base. And what's interesting about aloes is that they attract butterflies as well as birds to your garden. At this time of the year, birds need a little bit of an energy boost, so it's important to have plants that will give the honey-sucking type of birds, or the nectar-feeding birds at least, some food. And it's interesting to note how an aloe, which is a candle-like flower, opens its flowers from the base slowly. So it's a very intelligent plant in that respect, is that it's not releasing all its pollen at the same time. It does it over a period of time, which means that it's constantly attracting the bird back. So the birds, obviously, and the butterflies aid in cross-pollination, which is so important. Aloes are really easy plants to look after from a gardening point of view. One must just remember, strangely enough, that they don't like overwatering, although that they can go for extreme periods of time without any water, because that's what they're designed to do, is to store their water in their leaves. During the winter months, especially if you have pots, just ensure that they don't get waterlogged, because that's probably the worst thing that can happen to an aloe. You will end up getting root rot, and then the plant will unfortunately die. So it's very important to look at that. And a nutritional tip that I can give is, most people tend to think, oh, you know, it's an aloe, it's tough, it's hardy, it's water wise, it ticks all the boxes. But they respond very well to feeding. And when we look at feeding, look at a liquid based fertilizer, which is high nitrogen, or an organic sort of chicken pellet based fertilizer will work really well on them. And once or twice a year will help the boost of the growth of the plant. And go out to your local garden center and look at the huge variety of cute little named miniature aloes which are available, things like hedgehogs and pixies and etc. So they're aloes, winter flowering, they're fabulous, they're fantastic, they brighten up your garden. And don't forget to send your requests or questions to findgardening@fmr.co.za.
Thank you, Mornay. I love aloes. Absolutely beautiful. And seeing the sunbirds feeding from them, absolutely magic.
It is indeed, and I just love them at this time of the year. They just bring color into our lives.
Yeah.